morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning. Glad to be with you on this Monday. Oh, a little Mandisa to get us started. Oh, it's a Monday morning indeed. Monday, May 4th, in fact. You know what that means? That fun saying, May the 4th be with you. Yes, I had to throw that in there. She went there. Yes, I went there. And we are starting. I'm so excited. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and we're starting to get in contact and talk with local candidates throughout our region, throughout our city, throughout our county who are running for office. So we have an opportunity to get to know them. So I'm excited all this week. And to get us in that spirit and mind of patriotism and our civic duty to vote, I think it's only appropriate that we start out with this. All right. Yes. Thanks to a wonderful classroom of students getting us started on this wonderful Monday morning, reminding us and remembering that we have a civic duty and our patriotic duty to vote, get involved, be engaged. And our heart here at KSLM News Radio is to get you connected to those who are running. And looking at our regional headlines before we jump into it, we want to do a shout out to all of you that went to the rally over the weekend. I had an opportunity to attend. In fact, I did some Facebook Live. If you go to our KSLM Radio Facebook page, you can see some footage from the rally over the weekend. And literally thousands of people joined together to say, open up the state, Kate. Yes, indeed. We need to have this state open. And there's some very brave patriots all over the state of Oregon, business owners all over opening up the state. And here's something interesting and some perspective as we look at the headlines and we're looking at who's opening. There is a gal by the name of Lindsey Graham right here in Salem who's opening up her salon. And she says, despite the stay-at-home order, she desperately needs to pay her bills and provide for her family. When the governor signed the order, she said businesses that don't comply would shut down. And those in defiance could face a Class C misdemeanor, spend up to 30 days in jail, and face a $1,250 fine or both. She says those possibilities are terrifying to her, but she's willing to face them. It has to be worth it. I mean, I'm doing it. I'm doing it despite being threatened with losing my entire livelihood. I've been a hairstylist for 15 years. I've provided for my family exclusively as a hairstylist for 15 years, and now it's illegal to do hair. It's illegal to make money, and yet that's how desperate I am. I think she is a local hero, and we need to get behind her and celebrate her. There are many other businesses. In fact, if you hear businesses opening, let us know. We'd like to help celebrate them and encourage them. In the studio with me today, I have candidate for District 20, House candidate Kevin Chambers. Kevin, we're so glad to have you here in the studio with us today, getting to know you. And these are uncertain times that we're living in, certainly. For a candidate, tell me a little bit about how you are overcoming the obstacle of campaigning during the shutdown.
Yeah, sure. We've been seeing really since 2000 a shift in how we campaign. It started with online banner ads. And then as YouTube and other things started coming out, it shifted to digital media. More and more we're seeing yard signs, mailers. They're pretty much worthless. They're worth money to the consulting firm because they get 15-30% of the markup. Mm-hmm. And it's all digital. And so it's about having that authentic digital presence and engaging with people interviews on radio, TV still, you know, getting on Hulu or whatever. And so we've really been focusing on that. And then there's still opportunities to do phone banking, text banking, stuff like that, that one-on-one voter engagement. You know, this race is really the same as 2018. The big difference is when I lost in 2018 to Selma Pierce, I actually stepped back and helped my community still. I helped, as Polk County Republican Chair, promote conservative values and get conservative candidates elected in my district, in the Salem-Keizer School Board. And then I'm now West Salem Neighborhood Association Chair, so I'm even helping my community more. We're fighting and tackling the homeless problem. We're getting a forward momentum on a third bridge. We're handling these issues. So what I always tell voters is look at what someone's done. How did they disappear and only pop up when it was a benefit or promotion for them, as my opponent did? Or were they actually in the trenches leading?
And serving, exactly. Serving, leading by serving.
Exactly.
And looking here at your history, I just to let you know, I'm back to Salem after 30 years. I graduated from high school here, and I'm back. And a lot of my friends said from other states, why would you go back to Oregon? It's so Democrat. It's so not conservative. It's so not, you know, you, Stacy, why would you travel back all the way back there? Well, this is home. And I always tell people, Oregon, Salem, Oregon, made a great conservative out of me. It helped me understand why I believe what I believe. And for those new like me, not familiar with the politics, maybe not even a Democrat or Republican, an unaffiliated voter wanting to know about you, first of all, tell me your district boundaries. Where will you be serving?
Sure, yeah. Oregon House District 20 is West Salem, Monmouth, Independence, and a decent chunk of South Salem. And it's an interesting district because it's urban, but it's actually rural because everyone who works out in the farms and fields and logs and all this stuff have to live somewhere. They're not going to go live out in their field. And so they live in West Salem. They live in Monmouth, Independence. And so it's a blend. It's also the closest Democrat-Republican voter registration in the state as far as districts, so it's very purple.
What are the challenges in your area? What are you hearing from your constituents, things that matter to them, why they want you in the House?
Sure. So, I mean, the issues don't know Republican, Democrat, independent, non-affiliated, constitutionalist, Green Party, whatever. The issues are the issues. The fact of the matter is we need a third bridge. In fact, the conversation should be a fourth bridge at this point. We're so far behind on a bridge. We've been talking about before I was born. We need infrastructure upgrades, not just in the district, but across the state. My background is earth science. I've studied the earthquake. This state is going to be in so much trouble because Democrats have let it start crumbling. Literally, you drive a road and you see cracks in the road. We've been paying gas taxes. And you haven't been upkeeping with the infrastructure and the roads. And suddenly, oh, we need more money. And no, be good stewards of our money. And that's what the government needs to be. We've seen personal rights infringed. We're seeing Democrats force a recession on us now. We're seeing people losing their jobs. 30% of people in April didn't pay their rent. 30%. That means, and just because Kate Brown said, oh, there's a pause on evictions, if you still don't pay your rent, when that 90-day pause is up, processes can start. You can still be evicted. It's just a pause on the enforcement of it at this point. And so what I'm interested to see is in 2 months the amount of credit card debt America has occurred. At the start of March, it was almost $1 trillion. So we'll just as a whole. That will be a good indicator of.
Well, and certainly as people are waiting for unemployment, when you're talking about misallocation of funds and money not used from the state level for the purposes intended, just the unemployment alone, knowing that there are 362,000 plus Oregonians who are out of work, unemployed, and many, many, many of them have not even received their first unemployment check from clear back the first part of March when all of this started laying out, right? And so to hear that all these millions of dollars back in, what, 2008, 2009, were given to our state to fix our computer systems. And none of that has been done. And most of that has been under some sort of leadership of Kate Brown. Where's the audit in this regard? And I think having elected leaders like yourself and others that get in there to ask the questions, the hard questions about being responsible, being fiscally responsible with the funds that come in and collected. Another stat that's really, really frustrating to me and I wanted to visit with you about is a lot of surveys are saying that Oregon is not a business-friendly climate. It's not drawing in new businesses. People aren't starting new businesses. It's just not easy, and let alone the repressive taxes. And you know, you hear these businesses starting to open in regards to the stay-at-home order. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so we need a businessman in my back. Multiple backgrounds are science, business, film, and industry. Man of many trades, I guess a lot of people like to say. But we need people with business experience to get us through this recession that's here and coming. Not even a recession. They're talking 20, 30% unemployment. That's a depression level event. You know, I proposed a plan. We need to initiate the kicker tax right now instead of July. We need to divert that $5 million Kate Brown used in her back pocket, had in her back pocket for cap and trade since she didn't get her $1.4 billion, and that needs to automatically be funneled into Employment Department to hire and contract out more people to process these claims right away. And not just 8 to 5, but we're talking round the clock.
Get through it.
Get through it. And then if that's not enough, she needs to start cutting from other agencies, whether it's temporary or whatever, and redirecting that funds to unemployment, because that's the priority right now. You talk about you want to get the economy going. Well, okay, let's get people some money so they can spend and feel comfortable and not worry, because there's also a psychological aspect to it. There's a, I don't remember what the percentage is, but for every 1% of unemployment, there's an increase in suicide. And so we're, you know, I think the last number I saw was 88,000 suicides from COVID-19 because of unemployment.
And the difficulty is when we think about health, it's not just the physical health. When we talk about staying home and away from the threat and keeping our loved ones healthy, you know, that's, we want to do that. I mean, we've been compliant, right? Oregonians want to do the right thing, but at some point we've got to get back to work where the cure is worse than the threat of the disease. And I see brave, Saturday I saw lots of people, talked with people who said, it's time, it's time. And her proposal, everybody was excited to hear what, okay, we'll get back to it on Friday. And we just heard circular discussion about the what ifs, and if we're here, then we can do this, but nothing solid. Perhaps May 15th, we can open up in the counties that have had no COVID, right? There is no end date. There's no way to move forward. And I think that's where Oregonians are very frustrated. When we get back from this break, let's get into discussion a little bit. I want to hear about your background, your schooling, and things that led you, your decision to run and represent your community, okay? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, with music and news on this Monday and every day.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand
good morning
day.
To you. 7:22 on this wonderful Monday, right? Getting back to it this week. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. Boy, it was a wet weekend on Saturday. We got a lot of rain, and it seemed like when we were at the rally, just as the speakers were starting, it was the worst downpour. But hearty Oregonians standing strong, standing true for our beliefs that we have liberty, life, and the pursuit thereof, and those freedoms, thanks to our Constitution. So glad to have you tune in today, my friend. No matter where you are making a difference. And I am so honored to have candidate Chambers in with me today, and I want to play this for you.
Kevin Chambers. You might not know him, but he's worked on local boards to reduce your taxes and fees, keep our parks safe from drugs and crime, and work to defend your Second Amendment rights. Now, he wants to serve as your representative.
I'm running to be your state representative because it's time to bring financial responsibility back to this state. I want to protect the individual rights and freedoms of our residents here in Oregon to end the drug and homeless crisis we face. I'm Kevin Chambers, and I approve this message because it's time to bring common sense back to Oregon.
Common sense back to Oregon. I love that, Kevin. Great ad. And I'm telling you, every single day makes a difference. And you nailed some really important issues right there in that 30-second ad. Common sense seems to have been a word that's almost... what would you say, not known in many, many areas of our country right now. And tell me a little bit about your background. I know when I'm new in an area and I'm evaluating who to vote for, I like to know kind of the background. I like to know why they're called, why they want to represent me. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Sure. I grew up in West Salem, attended then a private school called Western Mennonite, now Western Christian School, through middle school and high school. Attempted to play baseball at Northwest Nazarene University in Chemeketa, and that didn't work. Went to University of Phoenix, and that was a joke. For me, it works for some people, I guess. And then I went to Western Oregon, and I've always liked space. And, mm-hmm. and I know this sounds random, but it has a point. And so I took her science courses. Mm-hmm. And I was originally a computer science major, and I fell in love with it. So I switched majors. And so earth science, it's everything. It's physics, it's astronomy, it's meteorology, it's geology, it's environmentalism, it's all this stuff. And so that built up my love for science. And so that started the well drilling aspect and mm-hmm. the environmental aspect and just studying the infrastructure. And, you know, I'm driving along and I see a landslide.
Or, yeah.
My ex-wife would hate this. We'd go out to the beach. I'm like, hey, look, rock. And I give more attention to the rock. You know, so now because I'm a drilling operations manager. Mm-hmm. Well, I've also always loved business. And so I'm combining the two with running my own drilling business. I run also on help with part-time a multi-state drilling explorations division. I've also always loved to tell stories and write, and so I formed a media production and distribution company, and we're rebranding or relaunching a sci-fi and fantasy channel, similar to Hulu, but for mm-hmm. free, so it's all ad-driven, all this stuff. So I've really understand businesses because I've run my own and I've run other people's, and when I get my hands on a business and when people, clients, listen to me, I usually will triple their income, mm-hmm. triple their cash flow mm-hmm. by 1.5, or by triple it, if not get it by 1.5, and mm-hmm. I cut your expenses by a third. And so we need that in the capital. We're yeah. seeing more and more taxes and burdens and regulations that don't work. I mean, this cat tax, we're taxing your gross profit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't even it doesn't matter if you don't have profit. We're still going to charge you a tax.
Well, and it seems like so many people are like, oh, my gosh, you don't have sales tax in Oregon. You're so lucky you don't have sales tax. But, you know, the reality is you have to get revenue to operate government some way or form. And a lot of times businesses feel the burden. Property owners will feel the burden, and so will taxes on fees just to do things mm-hmm. in a state when there is not that revenue stream of sales tax. Not to say that we need another tax there either, but it certainly is it is a challenge. And I am curious, when elected, notice what I did there, when you're elected, what committees are you interested in serving on?
I want finance, I want ways and means, and I want environmentalism.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of my background, I should be on any environmental issue, infrastructure issue. Ways and means, you know, that's more senior people, but one can hope. And then just finance, you know, I'm good with numbers, I'm good with businesses. We at this point need to be, there are points in business where you grow,
mm-hmm.
where you stay put, and where you have to shrink. And we know what's coming, or we're projecting. Of course, the last projection the government did was wrong mm-hmm. In COVID-19. And we're not at a pause. We're not at a stay put. We need to shrink. And we need to create programs and business incentives. In Oregon, you have to pay to register your business, which is most places.
Mm-hmm.
And then even if you make no money, even if you lose money, you know, you have to pay $150 tax.
Wow.
And so we need to waive both of those for a five-year period for new business owners and encourage people who are 18, 16, 20, or the semi-retired grandma or retired grandma to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, we're going to lower your tax threshold by percentage-wise. We're going to waive these fees. Make your dream come true.
Well, and my question is, and I don't know, it's something I think worth investigating, but some of the big corporations that are known in this state, Nike, you know, some of those big organizations, corporations, you know, wonder what kind of tax incentives the corporate folks get, you know, to be here, to stay operating here, to keep their operations here compared to the guy on Main Street or the gal on Main Street. You know, I think that there's some disproportionate favoritism sometimes that goes on in those areas, and I think those are things that you could look at if you got on finance or create a culture of invitation to create new business, new enterprise, in that entrepreneurial spirit that is out there. And you talked about the younger generations. There are things going on online and social media and apps and things that are helping us right now during this COVID-19 shutdown that probably a year ago, most people didn't even know existed.
Yep.
Yes, so we are in unique times, and I'm excited to have Kevin Chambers here with me today talking about running for election, Republican primary, 20th district, right here in Oregon. We'll be back after this. Reliable News Talk Radio with news that you can use. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day this morning.
Good morning to you. Monday, May 4th, 7:35 in the morning. I'm Stacey Ann, and if today's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Follow us along on Facebook at KSLM Radio. In fact, there's footage from Saturday's rally on there. I had an opportunity to attend in the pouring down rain. And boy, there were so many folks there. And it's interesting as I evaluate the headlines, you know, all around the Pacific Northwest, you can tell the liberal slant to the media where they'll say there were hundreds at the Capitol. Friends, there were thousands at the Capitol. I was there. In fact, I had the privilege of being a part of the convoy from Kaiser Station. There were hundreds of cars and at least two people in each and every car just driving together to get there. And so there were several people there. And I know if the weather would have been a little better, probably more hardy folks would have joined us. But people from all over the state came. And there were rallies all over the state. It's time to open up the state and get back to business. Speaking of business and making a difference, I want to share with you Pro Bioscience CBD hand sanitizer, CBD oils manufactured, even products for your pets right here in Salem, natural and super strength to help with COVID-19. They're easy to carry, these little hand sanitizers. Get yours today. Go to pro-bioscience.com or call 503-877-9877. And if you put in the code MOM, you'll get a 15% discount. In the studio with me today, Kevin Chambers. We're enjoying a conversation about election time and running. And Kevin, you have had opportunity to assist in Polk County with Republicans and helping candidates and giving advice and encouragement to running. And I've ran in the past when I lived in South Dakota, and I know it, especially going against someone that is established in a sense, an incumbent, right? It takes a lot of uphill running in a sense to get your name recognized, to go door to door, be known by your constituents. And that's just in a normal political campaign, but you've got everything else going on with this COVID and the shutdown. Have you been able to catch some folks at home and talk to them? How are you reaching out to your constituents in your 20th district?
Yeah. I mean, you played the commercial that's being blasted all over. It's again, since it's interesting, you talk about, I'm a man of faith, and you look at God's patterns and lining up. every few months, my name seems to pop up in the newspaper for whether it's West Salem Neighborhood Association Chair, Polk County Chair. Unfortunately, about a year ago when Jackie Winters passed away, you know, I was asked to by supporters, hey, will you go and try to replace her? And actually, Selma tried to, too. I was nominated. I got third place out of seven, and she got fifth. Very, very far distant from me. But that there's been a bunch of media over the last year, I guess, of people doing interviews, stuff like that. So that's helped. Can you build the name brand? But I've also just been there. I'm getting stuff done. I'm not trying to say, hey, look at me. We're doing this. I see a problem. I fix it. There's been things I've helped with that other people got the credit for, and that's great. I just wanted someone to be helped.
Right.
You know, that's what it comes down to.
Part of the team, right?
Yep.
And there's an expression in the Republican Party. For many years, I was involved with the Republican Party. And then for many years, I was an independent, or here you call it unaffiliated, not really with any party.
And there's actually two. There's non-affiliated.
And that here in Oregon, yes. And partly that was because of the work that I was doing. I wanted to be able to connect with both sides of the part, a nonpartisan type position in advocacy. In regards to cancer, and I do know that we have a large base of folks who are non-affiliated, and many of people get disengaged because they don't like the rhetoric on either side, you know. But the reality is, talk to that person right now, and I know they can't register in one party or another right now during the primary season, but they certainly can, you know, for the general election. Why is it important in your mind to line up with a party in the state of Oregon?
So Oregon has closed primaries. So you can't, Democrats can't go vote for Republicans during the primary, and Republicans can't go vote for Democrats. Excuse me. I generally, for the most part, agree with a lot of the Republican stance, base, stuff like that. And so humans, we like to associate with what we agree
lines
with.
Lines up with us, yes.
You know, it does come back to the issues don't know party.
Correct.
The progressive, far-leaning liberal leadership of this state is destroying this state, and it's hurting Democrats, independents, unaffiliated NAVs, Republicans. It's hurting all of them. And we're seeing the damage here. COVID accelerated that.
Yes.
Here. And so it doesn't matter the party.
Yeah. One of the things that is interesting is it's easy to complain about something. A lot of times we hear people complaining about what the government is doing to them. And then I'll say, well, are you registered to vote? And they'll say, no, it doesn't make any difference. My vote doesn't make a difference. And I think that is a farce. That is not true. I've seen elections where they were decided by two or three votes in local elections, city council, mayor, commissioner, state house and state senate, by a few votes. Your vote does make a difference. It is important. And here in Oregon, I want to encourage our listeners, you should be getting your ballots because it's voting by mail. And you should be getting your ballots, and you should make sure and verify that it's at the top, it says your party that you know you registered. And if there's any dispute at all, you need to get a hold of your county, is it
clerk.
A clerk?
County clerk
here that will get it straightened out so that your vote can be established and counted. And with the mail-in vote, what's your thoughts on that? I know that there's a huge movement across the country. Even they think our election in November should be done by mail-in vote. What do you think about that?
Nationally, I don't think mail-in vote will ever happen. I think I believe in states' rights. I don't think you should have the federal government enforcing how to hold your elections to a state. So I think Oregon has decided to do mail-in voting. Yet Democrats are now wanting to force other states to do that. Well, Oregon shouldn't be forcing Texas what to do.
Right.
I grew up with it. I haven't done anything any other way. I think the idea that we should make our national general election a national holiday makes sense to me, so people don't have to worry about, hey, taking time off to go vote.
Right.
You know, but I don't think enforcing a national mail-in vote is right.
Many states are doing early voting, you know, and of course you can always say that you get an absentee ballot or whatever, and essentially that's what early voting is. And so there are barriers that have been removed in many states that do have polls. I know, having been in two different states in elections, it's such a pride thing, going, making your vote count, putting it in the little box, getting a sticker, I voted, walking around that day. And I'm a big believer. What do you think about voter ID at the polls?
Yeah, I think that's good. I have a story. I have a supporter whose brother actually moved to my district, and he was originally in Marion County. Mm-hmm. Last week he got his Marion County ballot, and then Saturday he got his Polk County ballot, so he's got two ballots, and so they called the clerk and they're getting rid of the one Marion County ballot. So there is issues out there. Voter ID is great. My concern, I want to go back to that vote by mail if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Is what's going to end up happening is if we do that, 10 years we're going to go to vote by computer. And A, we saw the disaster in some of the Democrat caucuses.
Right.
With that. B, computers, being a computer guy, you know, they're easy to hack.
Mm-hmm.
And people can, they're easy. You can just hack a computer.
Right.
And so that's a concern of mine. Especially here in Oregon, we look at it, our computer system's so outdated. We were talking about it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, I know there's been attempts here in Oregon too, like petitions going out, and I said, hey, listen, this is just a bad idea.
Right.
You know, I mean, with my vote by mail, I always drop it in the box because I do not trust the USPS.
Yes.
And there's statistics done. Democrats vote early and vote by mail.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans vote late.
Right.
You know, and last in the 2018 gubernatorial election, there was a candidate for named Sam Carpenter who, in a debate, you know, basically said he'd enforce IP 43 and 44. I knew what he was meaning, but a lot of people had already voted for him and had instant regret.
Oh.
Regret. Because of that, because, hey, I'm going to enforce gun control, is what he essentially said. And so I encourage people to hold on to their ballots.
Right.
You know, and they generally do.
The difficulty is, at this time, there isn't a lot of debates. There's not a lot of legislative Cracker Barrel type coffees where you can hear the candidates, like you and your primary candidate that you're opposing. You don't have an opportunity to get together and debate the issues to see the difference. Or have you had some of those things?
I've been trying. Mm-hmm. Every week, Lars Larson agreed to host it once a week. I finally emailed her consultant and I said, hey, Chuck,
mm-hmm.
Let's get a debate. Let's let people know they're an essential part of our process. Let's get in front of you. You know, we can do virtual town hall debates.
Right.
People can ask questions. They see who we are, real and raw, unscripted. You know, we can have our talking points. Oh, it's not worth our time. And then I get another email. Kevin, listen, we're not going to give Kevin the time of day. Well, I'm sorry. If I'm not worth your time and you're not going to give me the time of day, everyone who votes for me mm-hmm. is not worth your stinking time, and you're not going to give them the type of day. We don't need that elitism leading our people, representing our people. We don't need that. That is wrong.
Right.
And I'm sorry, I'm getting a little frustrated.
Well, it's easy to get fired up because what the strategy is, I think, sometimes is just to have a attitude that we're above needing to do the grassroots constituent things. And I think when someone is running for office, they need to be most and more available to their constituents for questions, to answer them, to honor that. And I appreciate the hard work that you are doing to reach out to your constituents. We're going to continue the conversation here after this break. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. If you have a question for Kevin this morning, send it to us by email, stacy@kslm.news, or you can give us a call at studio line 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this.
Hey, yeah, you. Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Good morning to you together on this May 4th on a Monday. It's 7:50 in the morning. Our weather today going to be nice. Might see some sunshine poking through. Currently 41 degrees in the KSLM News State Studio. I'm Stacey Ann, and we are visiting with Kevin Chambers, who's running for the House seat 20th District, and that's West Salem over into Independence and Monmouth, part of South Salem. In fact, the area that I used to live along River Road in South Salem, that would include that area. And, you know, Kevin, all these numbers as far as the COVID-19 here in Oregon, I don't know if you caught the headlines at all, but there were no deaths, which is a great thing. We've had 109 people pass away in Oregon, but for the first time since April 22nd, Oregon Health Authority reported no new COVID-19 related deaths on Sunday. That's pretty amazing. And when you look at the stats, we've had 62,054 people given the test since January 24th, with only 2,680 that were positive, 209 people hospitalized with confirmed or suspected COVID-19. But you know, the number that's not on here is how many have recovered. I don't quite understand that. I don't understand why they're not sharing that. And it seems like all across the nation, again, it's all in how you package, right, the message. You said you're working on a media company, and that's one of your entrepreneurial things. But certainly how you package the message. There were only hundreds of people at the rally when actually there were thousands. There's all this fear about COVID-19 when actually the real threat is real low here in Oregon. What are your thoughts about that and messaging, and how do you reassure Oregonians, your constituents, that we need to be safe and have social distance? Yes, but at some point we get back to business. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it comes down to common sense. Mm-hmm. If you're sick, if you have your dad or your someone who might be at risk, stay home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I formed a task group as West Salem Neighborhood Association chair, and it started in West Salem and was so successful it spread to Monmouth, Independence, a little bit of Dallas, all of Salem, mm-hmm. where I coordinated volunteers and matched them with people who need, like, hey, I need someone to go grocery shopping. My sister who lives with me is elderly with asthma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, go do grocery shopping. Leave the groceries right there. They disinfect it. You know, we take extra precautions. And there are a lot of services like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you picking up my jacket? So it just comes down to common sense. The other thing we need to realize is, again, I'm a states' rights guy.
Yes.
I'm about localities.
Mm-hmm.
There are counties that haven't had a case at all. The unfortunate thing about Kate Brown's stay-at-home suggestion, it's not an order, it's a suggestion.
Right.
Is that Portland wrote it. Ted Wheeler and a commissioner and Kate Brown, who are all from Portland, wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
Salem didn't have a say. Polk County didn't have a say. Lakeview didn't have a say. None of our rural areas mm-hmm. had a say. Mm-hmm. And we need to let localities lead. Listen, as much as I disagree with what the Coast did in shutting their beaches down, they have every right to.
Mm.
And go for it. Say, hey, we don't want you guys to bring COVID here. Don't come here. Great. That's your choice. That's your county. You know, there will be economic impacts, but I understand.
Yes. Well, and the interesting thing from your area, I don't know if you caught this, and I don't have a lot of information, but apparently some leaders throughout Monmouth, Independence, including like school leadership, mayor leadership, fire chief, that kind of signed a letter going, good job, Kate Brown, we support you. And there's a lot of upheaval going on right now in those communities because to their knowledge, it was just the name, the person of the name, but not supported by a board action or community input or any of those kinds of things. So we have a lot of people kind of going rogue in that regard, trying to keep the authority or the appearance of that authority to stay home. When in all actuality, when attorneys are looking at this and you're looking at the Oregon Constitution and the Constitution of the United States, there really, it is a big suggestion, and that's what you're discovering as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that letter. I laughed. It's just basically, hey, I, Joe Schmo, who am mayor of this city, like what you're doing. Yeah, there was no vote to officially, as a city, endorse it. I'm just using my title to say good job.
And the difficulty in that is it's that appearance that there's a multitude of people behind you and that they support the plan. But the reality is on Friday, there was no plan revealed. Mm-hmm. It was just all kinds of media gathering together to distribute information that we already knew, mm-hmm. that there's phases, but no definite, nothing specific, and certainly not tied to any kind of science, because the reality is our curve is flattening. We didn't have any deaths over the weekend. That's something to be celebrated. I think that's tremendous. When you talk about running for election, you talk about people and lining up with people. Tell me a little bit about these voter guides. You've answered questions. You've had people support you. Talk about those who are endorsing you as a candidate.
Yeah, I am the only conservative Republican running in this race.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the only fiscal Republican. I'm the only gun rights Republican. I'm the only pro-life Republican. I've been endorsed by Oregon Right to Life. I've been endorsed by Oregon Firearms Federation. In fact, Selma Pierce is pro-choice. She is anti-gun. She wants to take your AR-15s. I would say AR-14, but that's a reference to Joe Biden and mm-hmm. not this race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are other voter guides that have come out and materials she sent out that I actually have proven. I've called her out on her lies where there's just mistruths, like regular politicians, of this. I'm saying what you want to hear. You know?
So when you talk about Second Amendment rights, let's elaborate a little bit more. You think Oregonians should have the right to open carry, concealed...
Constitutional carry.
Good. Let's nail it down. Yes. And as far as life goes, define your pro-life stance.
Yeah. This is always... I believe the greatest gift we've gotten twice is a gift of life at birth and on the cross. I believe all life have value. All lives have value. There's a picture, an image I've often shared of this disabled girl who paints the most spectacular paintings, and she's like 8.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, I can't paint. I'll draw you a stick figure and it will still be bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has value in some form or another. And so protecting that. And when we talk about pro-life, it's not just about abortion. It's also about, in 2018, the legislature passed, and Paul Evans voted for this, for a bill that allows doctors to decide when to pull the plug.
Exactly.
And sets up elder abuse. And
yes.
Pro-life isn't just about abortion. You know, it's making sure people, when a baby's born, that the baby's taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I was shocked coming back to Oregon that there's no protections for a child in the womb. And my definition of pro-life is from conception to natural death, protecting, doing all that we can do to support and protect a life, all life. Kevin, I appreciate your time with me today. Again, give your website and how people can get in contact with you and support you.
Sure. The website's chambersfororegon.com, and I suggest people go to facebook.com/chamberskevins. That's the best way to interact. So.
And you would be honored to have their vote, wouldn't you?
Always.
Kevin Chambers in the House District 20 race, primary right now, Republican primary. Once he gets out of the Republican primary, on to the general election. You're listening to KSLM, Reliable News Talk Radio, with news that you can use. Have a fantastic day, my friend. Remember, over, under, around, or through, whatever you're facing today, you're an overcomer, and so am I. Have a fantastic day.